idea, first of all, is to utilize these icebergs which are floating on the ocean as a new fresh water resource for humanity. Currently, due to global warming, many icebergs, after disintegrating from Antarctica, they float up to 2,000 to 3,000 northwards. They float in the ocean until they melt, wasting billions of gallons of the world's most important substance, of course, which is the fresh water. So the idea is to make use of these icebergs as a new fresh water for humanity by taking them to destination where it's required.
So ultimately, you want to be able to drag an iceberg from Antarctica to the United Arab Emirates, but you would want to do that via either Perth or Cape Town in South Africa. Why are you looking at Perth?
It will not be from Antarctica. It will be outside the protected zone of Antarctica, 2,000 to 3,000 kilometers north of Antarctica. Of course, the journey from this to the United Arab Emirates is far, almost 9,000 kilometers. That's why we are planning to conduct a pilot run or test run either to Perth in Western Australia or to Cape Town, which is, less of a hassle for us in order to check the operation and ensure everything is in place for us to conduct the full journey to the United Arab Emirates. So Perth being closer to where the operation is being conducted, that's why it's one of the options considered currently.
And so then if you do get it to Perth, you'll assess how it's processed or, you know, how it's progressed, and then consider taking it further to the UAE?
No, of course. The water, which once it's reached Perth, it will be sold to private customers over there. The journey to Perth is only a pilot run for us to test the operation and make sure that everything is in place safely and from all aspects. So we are only testing the operation for Perth.
Have you had this independently assessed to see if this is in fact possible? And have you also had discussions with the government here in Western Australia?
We haven't officially spoken to any government officials either from Australia or Cape Town because we are evaluating currently the best locations for us to conduct the operation. So we haven't spoken to any government officials so far.
Our guest this morning is Abdullah Al-Shahi, and he's floating, for want of a better word, the idea of perhaps dragging an iceberg from the south to the United Arab Emirates. He's calling us from Dubai. Can I ask you a question? Because I don't understand exactly how it works. If once the iceberg arrives at the destination, where do you put it?
The iceberg has to be as far as, 12 nautical miles away from the coast because of the depth of these icebergs can reach 200 to 300 depth on the sea. That's why we have to make it far away. Once it's reached there, the water processing or the harvesting of water will start from there, yeah.
How do you actually harvest the water?
These icebergs, the idea is to take these, crush the ice from these icebergs and put them on floating tankers and bring them to shore.
And how big would the iceberg need to be?
Well, these icebergs can reach, we can talk about 2 kilometers by 500 meters and 200 meter depth. On average, these sizes can come to you.
And how much water would you lose in the journey?
We estimate by our simulations can reach 30% melting loss during the journey, the transit period. 30% of the mass of this iceberg will be lost.
And so how much water would it yield?
Well, on average, you can reach a 500 million gallon of water each iceberg can yield, yeah. Because these icebergs, once they disintegrate, they don't come in one shape. So you have, first of all, to start selecting the best, sizes or shape of iceberg using satellite imaging. So this is the first step. you select the best iceberg, you will start conducting the operation and towing the iceberg.
How much does it cost to do this, and then how much would you sell the water for?
We estimate that the pilot run will cost us from $60 to $80 million, and the selling price, of course, will depend on negotiation with the customers. I won't comment on this currently.
Is that
but you, it would be, we are aiming to be cheaper than desalination plants.
Right.
The cost of desalination plants, yeah.
And you're talking, say, $80 million US?
US dollar, yes. US dollar, yes.
Yeah.
And would you be expecting any financial assistance from the West Australian or the Australian government or the South African government if you decide to go that way?
No, we are not looking for this. We are a seller of water. That's why the revenue will be from selling water to either private or government bodies. This is yet to be decided.
We are speaking this morning to Abdullah Al-Shahi. He is an entrepreneur based in Dubai. He heads a private engineering firm, and he is looking at the idea of towing an iceberg from, well, north of Antarctica to the United Arab Emirates, but he wants to test that by towing it either to Perth first or to Cape Town in South Africa. That decision yet to be made, which of the cities they would choose. Back in 2006, there was a report, an investigation done here in Western Australia that did look at different ways to bring fresh water to Perth. And it did look at towing icebergs, but it said that it was technically impossible. And I wonder what evidence you have that suggests this could be done successfully.
I'm not aware which technical way they were considering back in 2006. But as per our technical evaluation, it is technically feasible as well as commercially viable option to do this.
And can I ask you another technical question? Once you, using satellite images, have identified the appropriately sized iceberg, how do you secure it then to a vessel, and or how many vessels? How does that work?
After selecting the icebergs, we will secure this iceberg, the iceberg, using floating belts surrounding these icebergs, and it will be guided using special ships or barges in order to take them to the destination. It will not be technically towed because it is very heavy. I mean, we're talking about tens of millions of tons here. But we will utilize the ocean current to help us move these icebergs to the location, to the destination where we wanted to go.
Abdullah Al-Shahi, when will you make a decision?
If everything went well, we expect hopefully first quarter to 2020 that we will be able to know which city to go to, inshallah. And hopefully we will go to Perth, hopefully, inshallah.